USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after big Wall Street losses because of renewed concerns about a trade war with China, China is sending a clear warning to the Trump administration after President Trump yesterday says he'll impose 10% tariffs on more Chinese imports effective September 1st if a trade deal is not reached by then. Chinese officials now say their country will have to take countermeasures if that happens. President Trump telling reporters yesterday,
"When my people came home, they said, 'We're talking. We have another meeting in early September.' I said, 'That's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.'"
Saoirse Kennedy Hill, the 22-year-old granddaughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy, has reportedly died of an opioid overdose at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
President Trump says he's not worried about recent missile tests by North Korea. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
North Korea conducted two separate missile launches during the early morning hours on Friday, making the third such test in just over a week. The latest launch of the ballistic missiles were fired into the sea off its eastern coast, flying 137 miles on an apogee of 15 miles. Experts say the launch was viewed more as a message to South Korea to help stop the U.S. economic sanctions imposed by Washington against North Korea. President Trump says he's not overly concerned about any violations of international treaties.
Short-range missiles, we never made an agreement on that. I have no problem. We'll see what happens. But these are short-range missiles. They're very standard.
I'm John Clemens.
The government's July jobs report just released 164,000 jobs created ahead of the 154,000 analysts expected. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An unusual police-involved shooting happens in Texas. That's where police say an officer started shooting at a loose dog yesterday, but ended up accidentally killing a nearby woman. It happened in Arlington between Dallas and Fort Worth. The police say in a statement the officer started backing away from the dog while firing his gun, but one of the shots hit that woman. The investigation's continuing. A suicide epidemic hits the Air Force, and as a result, that branch of the U.S. military is taking the extraordinary step to deal with it of giving all units a day off from training. The units will choose a day from now between September 15th to take what's called a tactical pause. The Air Force reports 78 suicides by Air Force members this year. Switching gears, the results of a new fast food survey are out.
Chick-fil-A named America's favorite fast food restaurant, dethroning In-N-Out Burger. The report by MarketForce, published by Food & Wine, polled more than 7,000 consumers, coming in second place for chicken, Raising Cane's, followed by Zaxby's. But as far as hamburgers go, In-N-Out Burger remains number one in that category.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.